Pamela Hughes here. Thanks for listening. Today's show is available on demand thanks to Larry H. Miller Hyundai Peoria, turning the car buying experience upside down by putting you in the driver's seat. You can check them out right now at LarryHMillerHyundai.com.
You've heard the headlines. Get some perspective now with Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
Good morning and a happy Wednesday to you. Normally, news out of North Korea involves something crazy. Finally, we're getting some good news.
The Lead. Brought to you by Burge Ford off the US 60 and Mesa Drive.
Yeah, we can all use some good news. And that good news this morning, three Americans detained in North Korea for more than a year are on their way back to the United States. They're flying with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Now, the release of the detainees comes as Pompeo visited North Korea on Wednesday to finalize plans for a historic summit between President Donald Trump and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Trump said on Twitter that there had been a good meeting with Kim Jong-un, adding date and place set.
Outstanding that these three Americans who have been held in North Korea have been released.
Yes.
This is a positive thing. It is good. Credit where credit is due. Glad we got that. Now we get to the motivation. Why the sudden change in North Korean posture?
Okay.
A country which, if you've been paying any attention, for not just the last couple years, for the last couple of decades, has provoked the United States and its neighbor, South Korea, Japan, has increasingly tested missiles with longer and longer ranges, has, by its own admission, been testing nuclear weapons. They've been doing all of the things that drive us crazy.
Not only drive us crazy, last year, Bruce, it even got to a point where, I mean, we became quite concerned. There was the threat to Guam. Right.
Yeah.
Wasn't it all there was flying an intercontinental ballistic missile over Japan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then, things I think hit a boiling point when Hawaii tripped a warning that incoming missiles from North Korea were coming to the state. But remember, that was like a whole accident.
My goodness, yeah.
Remember all of that?
Yeah.
So last year, I mean, we even talked about, what would war with North Korea look like? What would that look like for South Korea? I mean, we were talking about what could potentially happen between all of these countries. And yet today, we're talking about a meeting being set up between President Trump and Kim Jong-un, and not only a date and time that has been set, but that we have three Americans that are coming home. Boy, how times have changed.
Yeah.
Why?
There are different philosophies out there, needless to say. There is the philosophy that Kim Jong-un has been called names by Donald Trump long enough and doesn't want to be called names anymore, and he's responding to those threats. I don't buy that.
I
don't buy that.
I don't think it's just names, okay? North Korea has saber-rattled for a very, very long time.
His dad and his granddad.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's what they do.
Yes, par for the course, if you will. What is unusual is to have the president of the United States not only meet, but exceed the crazy talk. That's something a little different for Kim Jong-un. He didn't experience that under other presidents. So did that have an impact? I think it's had an impact. Is it the reason why three Americans are coming home?
Right. You can't disprove the negative. I mean, Donald Trump's been talking crazy to North Korea for a couple of years, and all of a sudden something happens like, see, it's because he was talking crazy. Well, it didn't work before.
But it might be an aspect.
Recently, there were satellite images. Jim Sharp and I just had that conversation about North Korea's nuclear testing facility.
Mount Mentup.
It blew up.
The mountain blew up.
Literally. Satellite imagery shows the mountain collapsed in upon itself. So is North Korea negotiating away its nuclear program, for lack of better terms, knowing full well that they blew up their own nuclear program, and now's the time to get some concessions, now's the time to get some bennies, because we really can't do anything anyway. We kind of blew it up and somebody crossed some wires or hit the wrong button.
Okay, so let's talk about all of that. North Korea's mountain where it does its nuclear tests.
Yeah.
There was a hole that was blasted through the top of it.
Oops.
On their latest test.
Yeah, they've been doing underground testing, as you can imagine. Yeah.
The mountain then collapsed upon itself.
Literally, changed the landscape.
The collapse was after 5 nuclear blasts at that site.
Like, right.
And it came, so after the mountain, you know, the top blew off and then the mountain imploded. It was after that happened that Kim Jong-un said that he would freeze the Hermit State's nuclear and missile tests and shut down that
site. It seems a little convenient. And here's something kind of interesting. So Kim Jong-un has been talking to the Chinese, his big brother, the guys he hides behind. Basically, the reason why they exist is because China allows it and supports them. And China is reporting that Kim Jong-un plans to ask Donald Trump, President Trump, during their meeting and during the negotiations, hey, we'll ratchet down our program, you ratchet down yours. You give us something, we'll give you something. But that the purpose of the meeting would be, if you want to denuclearize and reduce tensions on the Korean Peninsula, you guys close down some of those bases, get rid of your nuclear weapons, and we'll get rid of some of ours, right?
That's exactly what he's going to ask for. Kim Jong-un is not going to come to the table and be willing to give it all away without getting something in return. The question then becomes, what will the president do? Because I do not see Donald Trump conceding and giving any of our nuclear capabilities away.
It couldn't be seen to denuclearizing. No. Donald Trump is all about more nuclearizing.
So, I mean, if you're following the path on all of this, what you're suggesting is these 3 Americans that are thankfully coming home to the United States tonight.
Outstanding.
And the fact that the president of the United States says that a date and time has been set for the leaders of those 2 countries to meet, which is unprecedented in and of itself.
Agreed.
Is because, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but you're saying that it's because the North Koreans have decimated their own nuclear program. And before all of that information gets out, let's start wheeling and dealing here. What you got? And then they want something in return, even though they
may not have anything to give
to
up.
Give, yeah.
But they can hint at it. They've done nuclear tests. They have some form of a nuclear program. We can acknowledge North Korea has some form of a nuclear program. Whether they can deliver it via missile or whatnot remains a big question mark, if that's fair to say. But if they decimated their own testing abilities, mm-hmm. or play along with this, if they have reached the goal of, we have created, and we think we've maxed out, for lack of better terms, our ability to create a nuclear weapon. We already have a nuclear weapon. Now's the time to start negotiating. Because in the past, they've negotiated away their nuclear weapons program. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Like 3 times. They've never done anything to stop their nuclear weapons program. They just keep negotiating it away for things like food and economic relief, etc. So I'm just really, really skeptical that North Korea is suddenly wants to go from being the hermit kingdom to Switzerland. Like, I'm just not buying it.
Well, I'm not buying that either. I don't know if anybody really buys that extreme, but it's interesting. Man, these are interesting times. I'm just going to celebrate the fact that these 3 Americans are coming home, and they didn't come home the way...
Oh, my God. What was his last name?
Oh, my God.
He had an odd life. And I apologize.
Warburger?
Came home yes. in a horribly medical state and later passed away. That it is a wonderful thing that these Americans are released and are coming home. The lead brought to you by Burge Ford off the U.S. 60 at Mesa Drive, online at burgeford.com. So you were a cheerleader, were you not, at Cranberry Township at Seneca Valley High?
Rah-rah, sis boom bah.
There you have it. Did you try out for the cheerleading squad?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you. Yeah. One school says tryouts, they're so last year. Everybody should be a cheerleader, or nobody should be a cheerleader.
Pamela Hughes here. Thanks for listening. Today's show is available on demand thanks to Larry H. Miller Hyundai Peoria, turning the car buying experience upside down by putting you in the driver's seat. You can check them out right now at LarryHMillerHyundai.com.
Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
All right, so we got to go to Hanover Park High School in East Hanover, New Jersey, the bedroom community of Hanover, New Jersey, apparently. And this has to do with the high school cheerleading squad.
Right, right.
Anybody who went to high school, I think, well, most of us probably had some form of a cheerleading squad. And there were, just like for the sports teams, there are tryouts. Certain people make the team, certain people don't. Well, that led to a kerfuffle.
Yeah, so there were cheerleading tryouts that were being held. And there was a parent who had complained because their daughter didn't make the team. So parent goes, complains to the athletic director. And the athletic director, strangely enough, changes the policy of the squad.
What?
To a point where anyone who wants to be on the team can be on the team.
The new policy at Hanover Park High School in East Hanover is simple. Either everyone makes the cheerleading squad or no one does. The policy imposed after a parent complained about a kid failing to make the squad. An upset student, Stephanie Kruger, spoke before the Board of Ed.
I tried my hardest and everything's going the way all because of one child who did not make a team. So now all my hard work has been thrown out the window.
Some parents say when they complained about the new policy, the principal threatened to disband the entire squad. The board's now reviewing the policy.
Oh,
okay,
God's
this
sakes.
Is ridiculous. Okay, would you allow everybody who tries out for the football team to make it? Would you allow everybody who tries out for the basketball team to make
it? No!
Would you allow everybody who tries out for the baseball team to make it? No. Here's the deal, folks. In life, some people make it and some people don't. Mm-hmm. At that point in time, you have a choice, not only as a student who didn't make the squad, but as the parent of a student who didn't make the squad. Do you just crawl up into a corner and cry and I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough? Guess what? No, you weren't, or else you would have been on the squad.
Ouch!
Here's the thing. You have a choice now.
Yeah.
Do you rise up, make yourself better, and get on the team next year, persevere, grind it out, have a little grit? Or do you complain to mommy and daddy, and mommy and daddy run
to the
athletic director,
yeah,
and then ruin it for everyone else? This is a life lesson for this child that the parents just took away from them. Not only took it away from them, but took it away from everybody else on that squad. Those girls earned those places. They were not handed to them. I didn't want to be handed a spot on the squad. I earned it. And everybody out there who may be like laughing at cheerleaders, oh, what a, just go grab your pom-poms and go find them. No, cheerleading, especially today, is so much more competitive than when I was there. I wouldn't have been able to make my cheer squad this year. Why? Because I don't have a standing back tuck.
Wow. I don't even know what it is, but I'll take your word for it.
But they've become so competitive. They are athletes. Well, I'm not going to have that debate. But this is ridiculous.
Setting them up, the all or nothing. Everybody makes the cheerleading squad or we get rid of the cheerleading squad. It strikes me also as extremely bad policy on the part of the leadership and on part of school administrators, where if that's your policy, you'll have to get rid of damn near everything. Are you going to have a valedictorian or is everybody valedictorian?
Not everybody gets a stinking trophy. Not everybody gets a spot on the squad. You have a choice as to how you react to that. Are you going to let it hurt you or are you going to allow it to strengthen you? My daughter right now, Riley, she's 8. She's trying out for a soccer team. It's an academy soccer team. There are tryouts. Not every 8-year-old makes it.
Okay.
And so
eight years old.
Yes. And so she and I have had the conversation. I said, you need to go in there. You need to try your best and you need to give it your all. If you know you've tried your best and you gave it your all and you don't make the team, keep your head held high because you knew you gave it your all and then try harder next year. You have
Why is that such a difficult concept for parents to swallow?
They don't want their kids to feel pain. Let me tell you, if Riley does not make this soccer squad, there are going to be tears.
She'll be disappointed.
Absolutely.
You'll be disappointed.
And it's going to hurt my heart, Bruce. Nobody wants to see their child fail. Nobody wants to see their child in pain. But pain is part of life. And if you shield them from that, then how do you expect them to grow into an adult?
It strikes me that the young girl who you heard weeping and her parents that are...
No, the young girl weeping was on the squad.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But the parents of the girl that didn't make it, who are pushing for this everybody is a cheerleader argument, are setting up their child for some amazing disappointment later in life when they run into people who aren't willing to change the rules and... acquiesce and hand out a participation trophy because you tried your gosh darn it. Sometimes you try your best and it just isn't good enough.
It's just not good enough.
Not good enough.
And you know what?
It's why they give out gold medals in the, you win a gold medal in the Olympics and everyone else is a loser.
And you can walk away from that experience with the thought that you're not good enough. Or you can walk away from that experience going, I'm not good enough this year, but wait until next. I'm going to show you. And the thing is, the parents took that away from this child. Yeah. Not just this child, but everybody on the cheerleading squad. And the question for me is like, okay, can we just do it because it's a bunch of girls that are, you know, hopping around on a sideline? Or are you going to extend this policy to your football team? Because wait until you tell the football coaches that you have to take everybody who tries
anybody
out.
Anybody who shows up is on the
and
team.
And see what ensues.
Yeah.
You can see I'm pretty fired up about this, folks. How about you? I think this is utterly ridiculous. It sets a horrible precedent. Not everybody gets a trophy. Not everybody makes the squad. Chime in on this for us on our open mic line, 602-200-2733. What do you think about this rule change? 602-200-2733, brought to you by Carol Royce with Keller Williams Realty East Valley.
So we are in the middle of a confirmation hearing for the new CIA director, Gina Haspel. She's taking some pretty tough questions regarding torture or enhanced interrogation techniques. Can your position on this evolve? We'll talk about it. It's coming up next on Arizona's News Station.
Pamela Hughes here. Thanks for listening. Today's show is available on demand thanks to Larry H. Miller Hyundai Peoria, turning the car buying experience upside down by putting you in the driver's seat. You can check them out right now at LarryHMillerHyundai.com.
KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Get some perspective. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
So as new Secretary of State, former CIA Director Mike Pompeo was flying back with the North Korean prisoners, the hearing, the confirmation hearing for his replacement at the CIA, Gina Haspel, is going on. And there is controversy around it because Ms. Haspel was present for, oversaw, and involved in, what do we call them, enhanced interrogation techniques? Is that the polite way of saying?
That's the polite way. I mean, you can call it torture.
Okay.
I think our Justice Department is probably more comfortable with the term enhanced interrogation. But for the lack of this, for the purpose of this conversation, we can call it torture. That's what it was.
And these were at some of these CIA black sites. These are outside the United States. Some of them are like in countries that we can barely find on a map.
But why are they outside of the United States, Bruce?
Because things might happen at these sites that run contrary to American law.
Okay.
You don't have to like Mirandize them. They don't get a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? They're not subject to American law.
And that's an important distinction to make because Gina Haspel right now is sitting before a Senate confirmation hearing right now. And she's being grilled about her time running one of those black sites in Thailand. It was called Cat's Eye. And this detention site was really well known for its use of harsh interrogation techniques.
Yeah.
Torture. She ran that particular site.
Right.
And some are saying she unquestionably bears some responsibility for the torture that took place on her watch, the waterboarding.
Waterboarding is a great example of that. And I struggle with this because, you know, at the time, and I've seen a lot of interviews and documentaries and read different pieces from people, CIA, military contractors, who were involved in these interrogations. And very few of them that I've ever seen appear to have been coming at it from some nefarious, evil point. They all thought what they were doing was right at the time. They all thought they were doing what was required to keep America safe on some level. And it appears that Ms. Haspel believes that on some level as well. She also appears to have had a change of heart, an epiphany, Pamela? And now she kind of admits that the things they were doing not only were not effective, but were not the types of things in keeping with American ideals.
Okay.
Is that a nice way of putting
well,
it?
Well, again, I want to push back on something
okay.
there. Personally, I think that, you know, Ms. Haspel should be confirmed. I think
she appears
she's good
to be
for the job. Okay,
very,
so
competent and capable.
I'm going to put that aside. I have no problem if she is confirmed.
Yeah.
But for the sake of this argument, though, when you talk about she, as well as others at these black sites, believed what they were doing was right.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Hitler believe what he was doing
Ouch.
Was right?
Well,
I mean, like,
can
because
your morals
you can
evolve?
Yes, absolutely. They can. They most
your
definitely
okay.
can. And that's why I think that she's going to be confirmed and she should be confirmed. I don't want to hang the hat on, well, we believed at the time what we were doing was right. Because
well,
I think that there are some very, I think that there are some very bad figures throughout our history that at the time in their heart truly believed what they were doing was right. But everybody else on the outside was going, nah, that
I'm
was
not,
wrong.
I'm not willing to throw him in the Hitler bin quite yet.
I'm using
evil.
That as an example. But you know,
but
he believed what he was doing was right.
I don't believe the CIA people were evil. I don't believe they were doing it from a place of evil. I think they thought what they were doing was right. And she said, to her credit, I will not allow CIA to undertake activity that is immoral, even if technically legal.
Oh, hold on. Let me stop that.
Please.
I had that all queued up there. Hold on. Let's get things going here.
I can offer you my personal commitment, clearly and without reservation, that under my leadership, on my watch, CIA will not restart a detention and interrogation program.
Okay, so is that a matter of learning from our mistakes?
Right.
She's going, maybe we shouldn't have done that.
I would never ever take CIA back to an interrogation program.
Okay. Again, has she learned from those mistakes?
You would not follow the order if you felt it was...
No. I believe that CIA must undertake activities that are consistent with American values.
But were these black sites and what you were doing back in 2002 consistent with American values? It seems a little hypocritical here. People can change. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe your ideas, your beliefs can evolve over time.
Okay.
If she's sitting here and saying, you know what? It was wrong. I've learned from those mistakes. That's the gist of what she's saying.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, she's not going to come out and just say that. But I've learned what we did. I wouldn't do again. We've learned from those mistakes. But so are you suggesting to me that back then what you were doing was in line with American values?
And listen, I think we're going to look back on that time if people haven't already done it now. And look back on it with a certain measure of shame and say, did we... in the name of safety and security, did we
compromise,
violate,
mm-hmm.
Go contrary to the ideals that we hold as Americans? And I think there's certainly an argument to be made for that. I will give Ms. Haspel credit that she is not sticking to the we did it. It was right at the time. I would do it again.
Right.
We should do more. We should behead Terry. Like, she's not talking like that. I think she's acknowledged from the professionals that did this, by the way, not your personal beliefs, the professionals that said it didn't work. It didn't work. We got more by giving them cigarettes and a salad than we got by waterboarding them.
My moral compass is strong. I would not allow CIA to undertake activity that I thought was immoral, even if it was technically legal. I would absolutely not permit it.
And I think that was an important caveat that she just made in there, even if it was technically legal, because
mm-hmm.
it was technically legal, supposedly legal, because the Justice Department lawyers gave it their blessing at the time.
Right. And so, you know, and this is other people making the comment. Is it fair to hold her accountable personally for a position the entire government held at the time?
And that is a very fair point to make. I just take, I guess, exception with the, you know, I wouldn't start this kind of program again because it goes against American principles.
Didn't
well,
it
I would thing? Argue that it was against American
yeah.
principles back in 2002 as well. Should that prevent
time.
Her
yeah.
from moving forward? No, I don't think so. But it's a discussion that needs to be had.
I think we made a lot of mistakes in the name of safety and security.
Yeah.
And we violated a lot of things.
And we probably will in the future.
Yeah, yeah. Fear drives people to do silly things sometimes, or stupid things, or illegal things. Have you heard about the new Google Personal Assistant?
Ah, geez.
Okay, think of Siri, think of Alexa, right? We're going to kick it up a notch. Google says, our new personal assistant can make phone calls for you. For someone who hates talking on the phone, this sounds brilliant. We're going to talk about it next on Arizona's News Station.
Get some perspective. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes. KTAR News on 92.3 FM.
So technology continues to move forward by leaps and bounds. I just think it's an amazing time to be alive. The types of things that keep popping up are like, I did not know they could do that. And yesterday, at the I.O. keynote address, Google came out with something new as part of their Google Assistant. Kind of think of it as an Alexa, a Siri.
On crack.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you're taking it up a couple
notches. I call
it
a digital
here.
Assistant.
Sure, okay. So this is going to be called Google Duplex. And you're not familiar with the name yet, and you probably aren't going to be familiar with that name for a little while because it's not ready to be unveiled to the general public just yet.
Oh,
they're still working on it. But here's a little of what the Google Duplex can do. It's an AI system. And so you've got artificial intelligence that is taking so much from you and literally from like Google just in general. I mean, this is a company that has, every idle tweet, status update, curious search that you've ever made on Google.
They know everything.
In their database.
Everything.
They've put that to a voice. And now that voice can call and be your virtual assistant. Here's an example of Google Duplex. This is a computer calling to make an appointment for a haircut.
So this is artificial intelligence.
Talking to a real human being who apparently they say didn't know they were talking to an AI.
A blind test.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client.
Just want to point out here that this is being recorded off of the presentation.
Yeah, they
yesterday.
Were in a big presentation hall. Yeah, so a little echoey.
That's why it's a little echoey. Yeah. All right, let's go.
So how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like, what service is she looking for?
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
So that is
there
the Google's Duplex. It's digital assistant making a hair appointment for you and then adding it into your Google Calendar and required you to do nothing other than make a hair appointment.
Is this creepy?
Oh, it's awesome.
Or is this convenient?
Brilliant.
602-200-2733. Creepy? Or convenient. 602-200-2733. Our open mic line is brought to you by Carol Royce with Keller Williams Realty East Valley. I'm on the fence with this one. You know me and technology. Like, I like technology. I don't want people to think like I'm like my grandfather who was afraid to use the ATM machine.
A Luddite.
Okay?
Because
he's like, well, today. Why would you put the check in the ATM machine? How do you know that they actually get it? No, my fear is based upon what really smart people, scientists, experts in AI, Elon Musk, those folks that are concerned about this technology and the evolution of it. That's where my fear comes from. There weren't scientists that were afraid of the ATM, so I just kind of want to couch that for folks. On the flip side, I see the value in it. I definitely see the value. Like, I hate making like phone calls like this.
Yeah,
you know?
And Google, this is you tying your world together. So you tell Google's assistant to make a hair appointment for you. It knows your calendar. You give it the basic parameters, and it goes ahead and schedules it for you and just tells you when to show up. I think this is all kinds of awesome.
It'll
make restaurant reservations for you. It could do. What could it not do?
Well, it's not available yet. In fact, it might not be available for a few more years. They're still fine-tuning a few things. You heard those ums and
Yeah.
I mean, that's that stilted cadence that we all use, like I just did there. But it also allows Duplex to
think?
Process.
Yeah, it's got to figure out how to respond to the last thing the actual human says.
Creepy or convenient? We're going to be taking your calls later in the show on our open mic line.
Jarvis, shoot missiles at Thanos! It works for Iron Man.
Is it going to work for Bruce St. James?
Oh, I want two of them.
Iron Man and Bruce St. James have never been put in the same sentence together.
I want three of them. Oh, I think it's brilliant. Anything that would require me to speak on the phone less.
I don't think you can speak on the phone anymore.
It would be almost impossible at this point. Yeah. Yeah. You would think I was a mute at this point. New details surrounding the president's attorney, or is he former attorney, Michael Cohen. And it's just weird. I don't know if it's illegal, but it's weird. Let me give you the latest coming up next on Arizona's News Station.